What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, for a show that gives you all the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Now, on yesterday's show, I asked you guys to help me come up with a new tagline, a new intro to say at the beginning of every show. So let's try some out. What's going on, guys? I'm John Prosser, and this is my tech show. I work here with Brian, Jordan, and Lucas Cyprian. One thing I've learned after 4 years of a crappy, unorganized tech show is that you never know what Batcat is going to eat next. No. It hasn't been 4 years yet. It's only been 3.5. I feel like when we hit 4, it's like that's about good. We can pretty much stop there. What's going on, guys? Front Page Tech. D's nuts. Ha, got him. News. No bullshit tech news with zero f**ks given. Also, Brian. Perfect. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Front Page Tech, where we bring you the Front Page Tech. I'm not gonna use that. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, where tech news and humor come right on you. Oh, that's right to you. That's less funny. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show where we bring the latest technology news straight to you and then fart on it. I think we'll keep trying. We're gonna keep trying. News. You're holding your little cellular device in your hand, and you're looking at some photos, and some things in the photos are just a little too small. You want to see more detail, so what do? You gotta zoom in. So you pinch to zoom, a feature that just makes sense. And today, Instagram is officially adding it to iOS, the iOS version of the Instagram app. So all the way across the Instagram app, if you'd like to zoom in on a photo, boom, pinch to zoom. They said that this will also be rolling out on Android in the coming weeks. Do you need more storage space in your iCloud? Of course you don't, but Apple is going to give it to you, 2 terabytes. 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, and all you got to pay them in monies is $20 a month. So here's what the current pricing options look like. If you don't want to pay any monies, you get 5 gigabytes. If you want to pay $1 a month, that'll give you 50, $3 a month for 200 gigs, $10 a month for 1 terabyte, and now the additional 2 terabytes for $20 a month. Now, before you go out and give Apple your 20 monies a month, let me just remind you that we might be getting a model of the iPhone 7 on September 7th. That has 256 gigabytes of storage in the phone. There's that. What if I told you that there was a database breach of Dropbox? And because of that database breach, now 68 million account credentials are just out there in the open. It's a thing. It actually happened. But what if I also told you that this breach happened all the way back in 2012. A statement from Dropbox says, "Our security teams are always watching out for new threats to our users. As part of these ongoing efforts, we learned about an old set of Dropbox user credentials, email addresses, plus hashed and salted passwords that we believe were obtained in 2012. Now, 16 million accounts is a pretty crazy number from Dropbox. I mean, that's 2/3 of their active users. But let's keep in mind, this was back in 2012, there's a good chance those passwords are extremely old. You probably changed your password since then. But if you haven't, you should probably go ahead and change your password and possibly turn on two-factor authentication. Probably not a bad idea. It seems that YouTube is getting strangely specific when it comes to what content you are actually allowed to monetize now on this platform. Now, Philip DeFranco actually pointed this out first on Twitter, saying that YouTube had unmonetized about 12 of his videos, and there's probably more to come. I guess the next question is, how specific are they getting? Well, here's the new advertising guidelines. According to YouTube, if you want your content monetized, then it should be advertiser-friendly. Here's what they consider not that. Sexually suggestive content, including partial nudity and sexual humor. Violence, including display of serious injury and events related to violent extremism. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language. Promotion of drugs and regulated substances, including selling, use, and abuse of such items. And here's probably the biggest one, controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters, and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. This is a huge move, considering the only way that YouTube themselves compensates their creators on a regular basis is ad revenue. I guess, to me, to an extent, this makes sense from an advertising standpoint. I mean, as you know, we work with a lot of brands, and brands themselves usually give the creators some sort of guidelines to follow and restrictions on what they can say, as in like profanity, that sort of thing. They're not censoring us, but I mean, I feel like YouTube themselves, like, that takes us to a whole nother level. This is not okay from a community standpoint, from a creator standpoint. I mean, if the advertisers want to work with us directly and they have their own guidelines, that's one thing, but for YouTube to try to censor us and then not compensate us through ad revenue if we aren't censored? That's kind of fucked up. This is not going to go well. We'll be sure to update you more as the story progresses. We're getting closer and closer to the Apple event on September 7th, which means we're getting more and more leaks for the iPhone 7. How about a spec sheet? According to this leaked spec sheet for the iPhone 7 Plus, there you go, that confirmation for at least one of the models having 256 gigabytes of storage. But also, according to the sheet, it will come with earpods with a lightning connector. We've known for months that Apple's getting rid of the headphone jack. It only makes sense that if you can't plug your earpods into the headphone jack, that you plug them in via lightning. Except a lot of tech YouTubers have been saying that they probably won't even include earpods of any type, and you'll probably just have to buy some sort of adapter. But to me, I don't think that ever made sense for Apple to do. I mean, it makes sense for them to get rid of the headphone jack, but to make it inconvenient, Apple's whole like marketing thing is how convenient everything is and how it just works. And it would be super inconvenient if they just removed the headphone jack and then didn't give you another alternative and made you pay for another alternative. So it makes sense that they would give you a pair of earpods that plug into Lightning. I think everyone's freaking out a little bit too much. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it, a ticket. You can also follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. And I will see you tomorrow.